Coming up on today's episode, the latest Disney news, including the continuing war between Florida and Disney, and the first trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder has been released. We're also taking on round one, brackets 7 and 8, in our best Pixar movie bracket. All that and more, plus our featured film discussion on Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, on today's Plus or Bust.
The other episode of the podcast up top.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, wow. Lazy.
Welcome to episode 76 of Plus or Bust, a Disney podcast, where each week we watch a random movie on Disney Plus and decide whether we would recommend it a plus or not, a bust. My name is Matt, and joining me today are my co-hosts, my wife, Carissa, who won't stop interrupting.
What?
I was yawning in the middle of
a yawn.
Sentence. I meant it just in general.
Present.
My sister, Nikki.
Hello. I didn't even realize you didn't upload the new video. I mean, the new one.
Yeah, it's not up yet.
And, what did we even watch? Oh, Cars 2.
It's a good
That's
episode.
That's why it's not up.
No, I just haven't finished it yet. And my brother, Brady.
Hello.
Hello. Since we're already talking about it, I was going to say I apologize for the episode being late. I normally edit the episodes on Saturday. We went to the movies on Saturday. We were out all day.
That's Sonic.
Yeah, we saw Sonic 2. I give it a plus.
What'd you see?
Sonic 2.
That makes sense. All
Sonic,
right.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I really liked it, too. It was a fun family night out.
Yeah.
Even though she didn't want to go with just Matthew. She was rude. Mommy had to go.
No, we didn't ask her if she just wanted to go with Matt. We never asked her if she just wanted to go with
Matt. I did. I asked her.
Oh. I was like,
I told you to go on a daddy-daughter date, and she said no.
Well, we had asked her literally probably before you saw her, like a week before that, we had asked her if she wanted to go to the movies with me and him, but she's like, I don't, but she said she didn't want to go because she didn't want to go to the drive-in. And we're like, well, we don't want to go to the drive-in either. So we would take you to the actual theater, but do you think you can sit through it? And she actually did. She sat through the whole thing. She actually liked it. She was engaged the whole time.
Yeah. I asked her at Disneyland, so.
Oh, well, never mind. That was definitely before we asked her.
Anyway, so that happened on Saturday, and then Sunday was Easter. I had a little bit of time on Sunday. I could have done it. I didn't. That's on me. God forbid I not edit it. And just every
you
day...
had a while.
I had a few hours. Every day since, it's been work and, like, other stuff going on. So, yes, the podcast is late. By the time you're listening to this, it should be up. Hopefully. Maybe you're getting two back-to-back. I don't know. I'm going to work on it tomorrow. It'll be up. So I apologize that you don't get to hear us talk about Cars 2 and the best and worst movies that we watched in the last 25. You will. It's going to go up. I started working on it. It'll be up. So I apologize for that. I also wanted to just do a quick correction for something I said in that episode that's not up yet. I said that...
You know you can edit it.
Yeah, I know. It's fine. We'll put it in here. I said that the Blue Sky Studios, the like Scrat Tales thing, ended with him getting the nut. Like, that was the whole thing. That's not actually in any of the shorts. They posted that on YouTube. They kind of just...
Interesting choice.
Well, they did.
Yeah, that was annoying.
They, I guess, like, some animators finished it, like, after the fact and, like, behind the scenes, like it wasn't like approved or anything, so they kind of uploaded it to like a private YouTube account, and it obviously got out. But
what
if you, yeah, if you wanted to see that 20-second subscribe finally getting the nut and eating it, the final piece of animation that Blue Sky Studios has done, it is on YouTube. It is not on Disney Plus because Disney hates Blue Sky. Anyway, there's my correction. I'm sorry if you watched all the Scrat Tales and then at the end you're like, he didn't get the fucking nut. What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, like exactly.
Brady. Yeah, like Brady, who was mad that Scrat didn't get the nut.
But then I saw Scrat get the nut, so I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Well, he eats it. Did you see him eat it? Did you see him eat that nut?
Yeah, I saw him.
On YouTube?
It must have been that YouTube video.
Yeah, it was probably on YouTube. It was going around Twitter.
I just saw it on Twitter.
Yeah, it was going around Twitter.
Yeah, see, that's not how the show ends on Disney+.
Right, I said in the episode.
It ends still with him chasing the little baby.
I said in the episode that he gets it in the shorts that are on Disney Plus. That is not true. It is on YouTube. It was not sanctioned by Disney. They're probably very mad about it.
Canceled.
I'm sure they don't care. What's canceled? Me?
You.
Because I lied about Scrat's nut? Oh. Yeah. Well.
Giggity.
Giggity. I guess I deserve it. But let's move to the news. We will move to the news. What, do you have something to gripe about? You're looking at me like you got a gripe.
Well, I was looking at you because you didn't ask.
Do you have a gripe?
No, I actually am very happy.
Well, then why don't
I have an anti-gripe. Okay. My anti-gripe is that I was able to get reservations for World of Color Dessert Party.
That's my gripe. That you spent 80 something dollars per person to watch a show you've already seen 30 times.
89.
I feel like I probably have a gripe, but I think you just covered it.
Well, me and Nikki and Alexander and Aubrey will be going to see it in exactly like, say, one day less than a month.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited because I haven't watched World of Color in like 2 years.
Mm. And it's been a while.
We can watch right now.
Wow. It's not the same. It's not the same.
Ready
are you?
To begin.
Why?
No,
that's the wrong song. What is wrong with you?
Just kidding.
Why are you? Why? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. Okay. I was just joking.
Okay. Trying to prove a point.
Originally, I was going to gripe about the whole Disney shutting down the Club Penguin thing that
Club
they
Penguin.
There's a Club Penguin ended a few years ago. They shut
Is that the gaming?
Yes, thing? The online game. They shut it down a few years ago, 2017. Disney shut it down because they don't like video games. A bunch of fans like put together their own like fan servers, basically reproducing the game. They like took the code and like remade the game, and they were running it under something called Club Penguin Rewritten. There was also a bunch of other ones. And they were just doing, it was just the same game for free. They weren't charging anybody anything for it. It was
what
just
game was it?
Club Penguin.
Oh, Club Penguin.
The entire game. The entire game, Club Penguin.
So it was a Disney game?
Yes. They bought it early in its life.
Oh, okay. So they owned it, but it wasn't theirs necessarily.
They didn't start it, but it was theirs by the end of it. Anyway, Club Penguin Rewritten was this fan run reproduction of Club Penguin. It was really popular for a while. Disney shut it down unceremoniously last week. Just shut it down. They were just like, hey, this is our copyright. You don't need this. So one day people just logged on the site and it was gone. They just shut it down. And like, I understand that technically Disney is legally in the right to do that.
Hurting anybody.
It wasn't. They weren't charging any money.
They weren't making any money.
They weren't charging money for it. Disney's not using the IP. It's been dead since 2018. Like, it literally was not hurting Disney at all. And they were running it, like, there were other Club Penguin, like, fan servers that were running it, like, really shittily. Like, there was one really popular one that was, the guy who was running it, I guess, was, like, a groomer and, like, a...
Ew.
Yeah, that whole story is bad, but that one got shut down. But, like, this one, it was run exactly the same way. All the same, like, parental controls and features and everything. Like, you couldn't even swear in it. Like, it was just Club Penguin, but Disney had nothing to do with it. But it was technically their IP, so they shut it down. And I just think that's shitty. Something can just disappear overnight because the company says that they don't want it up anymore. So,
lame.
Yeah. I never played Club Penguin. I don't have any connection to Club Penguin, but I am all about like the preservation of video games. And for some reason, all these companies that own video games do not care about the preservation of video games. So like these fans took it upon themselves to recreate this popular game. And then Disney was just like, no, we don't want you to do that. And so now just Club Penguin just doesn't exist. Like, it's just a game that doesn't exist anymore. So.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it's bad.
You know that one game we were playing, Carissa? The magical... Oh my gosh, what is it?
The gem
one? It came out with the 50th anniversary.
The gem one?
Magical Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Yeah, even they stopped that.
Oh, they did?
So it's like not going to be updated anymore or anything.
Oh. Lame. Did they still have the princess one?
Probably not.
I thought that one stopped
when you were still playing it.
No, it didn't. It was just like, they kept saying that they were going to like update it with like new princesses, but they would take like 20 years to update it.
Well, that's what killed Club Penguin in 2017. They made a mobile game, and they moved everything to the mobile game, but the mobile game was worse, and they closed it down in less than a year. So,
oh my god.
Yeah.
It deleted my whole game.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't have it either anymore. I don't know what the heck happened.
Well, it looks like it...
All right, this podcast cannot be you just logging into a video game.
It still exists.
Hold on, let me...
But it hasn't been updated for a year.
Never mind, it didn't delete my game. I'm on level 354. But...
Yeah, but it hasn't still... been updated in a year.
It's...
Look at it.
It's especially bad with these mobile games. Like, there are so many mobile games. Disney alone has had so many mobile games that they've just gotten rid of.
Yeah.
That, like, you just can't play anymore. And it's just... Game preservation just doesn't... It just doesn't matter. The preservation of media, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Fans care, and then the companies shut them down for caring. Nintendo does it all the fucking time. So, fuck them, I guess. Anyway. That was going to be my gripe. I don't want to get too much into it, because Club Penguin is not a thing that I care about or have any real affection for. It's just...
Yeah.
I just think that that was a shitty thing that Disney
did.
It was shitty that they shut it down to begin with when they owned it. Because I know it probably wasn't costing them that much money to keep it up. But it's even shittier that they literally didn't have to do anything with it. And then shut it down again anyway. But now we have to talk about Florida. this story is still... It's still...
Developing.
I considered not even putting it in here at all.
But then I was like, no.
Because chances are by tomorrow things might be different. But it's
also very confusing.
It is currently the biggest news going on in the Disney world, so we have to talk about it. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, after Disney made their like public statement saying like, well, we're gonna fight against the Don't Say Gay bill, we're not gonna donate money to anybody anymore, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida decided he wanted to throw a fit and start going after Disney. And yesterday they held a meeting saying that they were going to discuss abolishing the Reedy Creek Improvement District. The Reedy Creek Improvement District is basically what runs Walt Disney World. It is Disney's own governmental body, basically. They maintain the land. They own the land. If they build roads, Reedy Creek handles it. Like, it is basically so that Disney can do whatever they want in Walt Disney World and don't have to go through Florida, but also don't have to go through Florida to get money for it. They get tax breaks and stuff, but they don't have to tax the people of Florida to build a new ride or whatever it is that they want to do. Well, I guess Governor Ron DeSantis doesn't like that, so they held a vote today to abolish Reedy Creek. It passed. It's a whole big thing. It's a whole big, stupid thing.
Unbelievable thing.
All because Disney's half-assed attempt to, like, say that they don't like this bill that Florida passed. So, like, God forbid they speak up against a bad thing, and now Florida's throwing a hissy fit. Or not Florida, but the people who control Florida.
The thing about it, too, is that, I mean, I guess maybe he wasn't paying attention, but at the beginning, like, he didn't even want to say anything. Like, he was trying to stay out of it. And
I think he got pressured by other people.
So much pressure that he felt like it got to the point where he had to say something. So, like, if DeSantis was paying attention to Chapek or whatever, he would have been, like, he would have seen that he was, like, not even trying to get involved in the direct politics and all that stuff. So it's like, why are you coming after him now? Just because you're mad that he decided to take a stand because all the people in his company and the people who support his company and all that wanted to take a stand? Like, I don't know. It's so petty. It's so fucking petty. And like,
whole thing is petty.
It is. But it really is. And like I said before, you know, the thing about it is that what happens if they do dissolve Reedy Creek? Disney, like I've said before, does a lot of things that are very environmentally friendly. A lot of things that a lot of counties, cities, states do not want to do because they cost more, because they affect certain industries and all that stuff. And like, so, I mean, are you going to tell me that they're going to dissolve Reedy Creek and then you're going to tell them that they can't use solar, they can't recycle the way that they do, they can't get rid of garbage the way they do? And there's literally probably not another city in the state of Florida that has to, like, get rid of as much waste as Walt Disney World does, that has as much people come in and out of it as Disney World does. So it's like you're going to destroy, like, the whole process that they have going just because you're mad and literally affect the entire state and all those people who live and work there. Like,
what they're saying is they would have to put Walt Disney World in a county. So it would have to go into either Orange County or Osceola County. If that were to happen, and I don't entirely understand all this, I'm not claiming that I do, but from what I understand, if that were to happen, all of those financial burdens now fall on those counties. So suddenly Orange County now has to deal with the trash, like you're talking about. They have to deal with the upkeep of the roads, of the trees, of all this stuff.
And the other thing that I think is interesting is, like, during COVID, you know, at one point, like, both Trump and Biden said at one point that there was a point where they were like, we're going to let the individual states decide what they want to do in terms of, like, masks, restrictions, all that stuff. And then the governors even said that they were going to give it to the counties. So, like, at a county level, the counties were allowed to do, like, what they thought was best for them. So it's like, when you think about how, like, serious a situation that was and how they literally put it down to the county to decide, so you're going to tell me that you're going to get rid of this county that oversees the largest resort amusement park in the whole United States? Like, how does that even, like, he's not thinking, right? Like, I don't know. I don't know how all this stuff works either, but that just seems like a bad fucking idea. Like,
it's a shoot first, ask questions later is the mentality that DeSantis is going in this for. Because people have already said that, like, just that Walt Disney World is $2 billion in debt because of, like, tax stuff. So, like, that debt would suddenly fall to the county, which means that every single person would have to be charged $2,000 or more in additional taxes just to cover Disney's debt. That doesn't even account for the cost of paying for firefighters and the police forces, which Disney has on their property, for paying for road upkeep, for paying for transportation upkeep. He's not thinking. No. He's just angry. He's just throwing around what power he has. It's all posturing, and hopefully the House is smarter than that and will shoot it down from there. But even if they don't, the bill doesn't technically go into effect until June 2023. That's an entire year. Disney can afford the best lawyers in the world. Literally. They can take this on. There's a solid chance that nothing will become of this. It's just DeSantis trying to send a message
that he's stupid. That's the message that he's sending. Just
trying to send a message.
He's stupid. He's dumb and he doesn't know how stuff works.
Yeah, he's.
And if you don't even know how this stuff works as the fucking governor of the state, then maybe you shouldn't be the governor. Like, and it wouldn't even really probably affect him, like, anytime soon. But you cannot tell me that this wouldn't affect Florida long term. Like, at some point, this would affect Florida.
Of course it would. Walt Disney World is their largest employer, their largest moneymaker. If, for whatever reason, the Disney stops being updated, people stop coming, or house prices start to go up because, you know, the tax increase or whatever, so they have to start taxing more on houses, or the housing increases, cast members can't afford to live there, cast members move out, cast members are no longer running the, it's a big bubble. It's a ripple effect. A lot of stuff happens if Reedy Creek disappears. And DeSantis, the fact that it happened so quickly, like, it went from we're having a discussion tomorrow to today they passed a vote, means that they didn't think any of it through. It just tells me that they just wanted to get it out into the world so that Disney knows that they're being serious.
So, this brought something up, though. Made me think of something. So, like,
that JPEG will probably get fired? Yes.
Universal.
Bill hasn't said anything?
No. Universal is still just
no, they haven't said anything. Biting their tongue. But What are they? Who do they have to go through?
They are in a county, I believe.
Yeah. So what county do they go through? Is it Orange? Like, how do they? Like, I mean, I guess Orange. I mean, I guess it begs the question, like, they get it done, so. I guess just technically Disney could, but.
Yeah, but Universal's smaller.
Yeah.
Universal doesn't have 34 resorts. Yeah, I don't know. I think in the long term this could be bad. I think it'll be taken care of within the next year. I don't think this bill will go anywhere. I think it's a bad look for DeSantis. It's a bad look for Chapek. It's a bad look for everybody involved.
Oh, if I was Chapek, I'd been like, what the fuck, man? Like, I wasn't even trying to say anything to you. Like,
I know, it's just a ripple effect from all this. Hopefully Disney has learned that they need to just stay out of politics altogether and just see what some donations got them. But I will guarantee you that whenever re-elections come up for governor of Florida, Disney will be putting some money behind whoever is going up against DeSantis. That's for damn sure. So I guess they won't be staying out of politics for long, but yeah.
That's politics we can get behind.
Yeah. I don't, like I said, they're not thinking it. They're not thinking it through. It would have such a devastating effect on the state of Florida to take away Disney's power. And like, there is a conversation to be had about a mega corporation holding that much power. But regardless, the fact of the matter is, they do. And like,
but the thing is, they've done it. They've had it for 50 years.
I know. That's the funny, the funny thing about the bill is that it specifically only applies to like private, whatever they call it, created before 1968.
Oh my God.
So it literally is just specifically to target Disney. Like, it says that in the bill. Like, it's so stupid. It's so like, they're not even hiding it. They're saying the quiet part out loud. Like,
yeah.
So.
But it's been like that for 50 years. Like, how? And then like we saw online, like, they might not even be able to do it. It might be illegal for them to do it, right? And it just seems like you shouldn't be able to do that anyways. Just randomly one day decide, oh, this county doesn't exist. Like, that's like a little bit too much power even for...
That's America, baby.
For,
it's America.
People.
It doesn't matter.
Do they do that often?
No, but I mean, I'm not saying you can't. Presumably you can. Corporations run the country anyway. Disney will get what they want. Disney will win in the end.
Well, in this instance, I'm on their side.
Somebody will talk DeSantis down from the cliff because he's ruining not just the entire state, but potentially his political career, which, you know, not that I want him to have a political career, but if he wants to continue to have one.
Yeah, because he wants to run for president.
Oh, my God.
Mm. I've read a lot of replies of people that would certainly vote for him since they seem to believe every word he says.
Blech.
Gross.
Yeah, don't read replies on any of the things about this bill online. Just don't do it. Just, you'll see the worst people. But anyway, we'll keep updated on that as things go. The whole thing is dumb. It's dumb. The whole thing is stupid. Ron DeSantis is an idiot. Disney should have never made those donations. I can't believe it. It's all spiraled to this
far. Yeah. I know. It's crazy, honestly.
That's why I'm saying that, like, I wouldn't be surprised if Chapek gets canned, because, like, even if they manage to, like, fix this, I mean, under his watch,
I mean, but the Reedy Creek... It's not really his fault. The company, he had letters from literally thousands and thousands and thousands of cast members who put pressure on him to say something. How is that his fault if after he listened to all these people, he finally caved and said something when he didn't want to say something in the first place? That's not his fault that... It's not his fault that he's having this reaction. He did what he felt like he was supposed to after the fact.
Have any other CEOs at the Disney company been in control when the Reedy Creek Improvement District voted to be abolished?
I understand that, but it's still not his fault.
It kind of is if he's the one who's donating money.
If he did what he first wanted to do, which was stay out of it, then they wouldn't have had this reaction.
Yeah, but there would have been a ripple effect within the company itself.
It's, oh, sure. Yeah, and that's fair. But what I'm saying is that why would you fire him for doing what the company told him to do. His employees told him, we want you to stand up for this. So he did it because he was acting on... he was doing what everybody else wanted him to do. So how is it his fault? He's doing what the voice of the company wanted him to do. I don't think he should be fired for this. Like, there's other things.
I'm just saying, sure, there's a fair chance that he might. This might be the tipping.
I think that would be
fair. This might be the tipping point. And like I said, it should just teach Disney to not make political donations anymore, because that's what got him into trouble in the first place.
I mean, but that's also how they all do it. So, I mean, that's a bigger conversation, I think, too. They're not the only ones that do it.
I want to say to Zan JPEG.
I don't necessarily like him either. I'm just saying I don't think it's fair to say he should get fired over this one specific thing when he did what he was asked.
I'm saying that he's in charge of the company. It all falls on him in the end.
Well, that would... I mean, I guess whatever.
Anyway, did everybody watch the trailer for Thor: Love and Thunder?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel?
I like it.
I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot in it, so like, there's not a lot to talk about. But Ragnarok rules, so I'm very excited for Thor: Love and Thunder.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Yeah,
the best part of the trailer was him and the Guardians.
Suspecting not a lot of Guardians in this movie. I think they're gone within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be in it a lot. But I'm just saying, that scene of him and the Guardians is really good.
Yeah, they clearly love playing up the rivalry between Thor and Peter Quill, so that's pretty funny. And also, Peter Quill was being so sweet. He was saying, look into the eyes of the people you love, and he was staring at the other Guardians. He loves them. Even Nebula.
And people are tripping out that Gamora is not in that picture.
Oh yeah, because she's dead.
Well, yes, but the Gamora from 2014 or whatever is wandering around somewhere.
People are excited because Groot is a teenager. Well, this was one particular person. He was like, oh, cool. No more having to deal with baby Groot. Because I guess Groot's a teenager in Cosmic Rewind 2.
Well, Groot's...
I'm just like, y'all are jerks.
Groot's not been a baby since Guardians 2.
I know.
He hasn't been... He hasn't been a baby for 5 years.
I don't quite understand their point.
Yeah.
That's, all right, well...
They're still gonna make baby Groot stuff.
Well, of course they are. Itself.
Isn't the show going to be Baby Groot?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, so that person who posted that could suck it.
But in the canon of the movies, Groot hasn't been a baby since Guardians 2, is what I'm saying.
No, because he was a kid in
He grew up in the after credit scene of Guardians 2, and then in Infinity War and in Endgame, he was a teen.
Right.
Whatever.
Ignoring the Guardians, I'm happy to see Thor going on like an adventure with Korg. Korg's in a lot of shots in the trailer, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Korg is great, so more Korg the better.
Korg is...
I need to watch that.
Ragnarok?
Uh-huh.
Ragnarok's... Have you never seen it?
No.
That's the best Thor movie. It's one of the best Marvel movies. Top 10 for sure. It's great.
There's a lot of things Nikki hasn't seen.
Mm-hmm. Like Black Panther.
Yes.
Well, you should probably see that one, too. You should probably watch them both. They both have sequels coming out this year, and you haven't seen either of them.
I know. Oops.
And Valkyrie's in it. Well, so, Jane Foster as Thor. Is she from the multiverse? Is this not Jane Foster?
He goes to the multiverse for 5 seconds, sees her, and then leaves. Because he kisses a different chick on a boat. That's not Jane.
I know. I think that's part of like a, that's probably like part of like a montage,
a dream,
yeah, or a montage, or like it's played for a joke or something. I don't know what that is, but
I wish it wasn't.
But
I don't think he's gonna know who she is.
Jane Foster.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think
in Endgame he sees her. Well, he doesn't talk to her, but she's around.
But you just said you're wondering if it's going to be a multiverse version.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's a Jane Foster.
Oh, so she's saying if it's a multiverse version, he's not going to know who that is.
Well, he'll think...
Or she's not going to know
right,
who
that's,
he is.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean.
He's going to know that it's Jane Foster, but she doesn't know who he is. Because in her multiverse, she is Thor.
Right. Wouldn't make sense, but okay.
What? Why wouldn't
so
that
what,
make sense?
If he was born a girl?
It's like Loki, basically.
Well, I think in the comics, she just gets the powers of Thor. I don't entirely know how that works, but now that the multiverse is a thing that exists in this universe, they can literally write in anything. Even if it is Jane Foster from the regular universe, she could have still been given the powers through the multiverse somehow. I don't know. But like,
yeah, because how are they going to explain that?
I have no idea.
Also, I really want Kat Dennings to be in it, but I know she's probably not.
She might be. She's back in the MCU. She was in WandaVision.
Yeah. She's doing something else now, though.
Oh, you're right. She's hanging out with Jimmy Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the hammer Mjolnir was, like, shattered, which... But that doesn't make any sense, because... Unless... So, wait. Okay, now... I'm so confused. Okay, so... Is this the Mjolnir that, what's her name, Hela destroyed?
Destroyed.
So that's this one. Because the one that Steve Rogers takes with him is the one from the past that they bring back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the one that Hela destroyed. All right, now
I'm
confusing. Let's just watch the movie. It comes out in literally, what, two weeks?
It comes out in July.
Oh.
You're talking about Doctor Strange.
Oh. Doctor Strange comes out in 2 weeks.
Well, we'll have a hint in 2 weeks.
Hopefully.
Maybe. Either way, I'm looking forward to it. Love Thor Ragnarok.
I love the concept of the multiverse because of where we could go with it, but...
Well, I don't want it to be...
It is confusing.
It is confusing.
I don't want it to be an excuse to just do anything.
That's the best. That's how Robert Downey Jr. and... Chris Evans come back in 10 years and just appear.
I don't want him to come back. I don't want either of them to come back. We have a new Captain America. We're going to have a new Iron Man. I don't need him to come back. I think they might, though. Or these rumors of Tom Cruise as Iron Man and Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to lead to anything. I think it's just going to be a cameo, but...
I know. I'm so sad about... I really thought Bunko was on Saturday.
You ruined Doctor Strange Day.
I know. I was like, oh, yes, we're going to get to go see Doctor Strange when it comes out on Friday.
I don't care.
Wow. Rude, you don't want to see the Wanda movie? Featuring Doctor Strange?
I want to see it, but I don't care if we go on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, next Sunday, the Sunday after that. I don't care.
We're going.
No, we have to go like right around the time it comes out, because if not, there'll be spoilers.
Spoilers.
I won't see them.
I will. Speaking of, since we're talking about Marvel and we mentioned the Guardians of the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind in Epcot is currently doing its cast member and like previews and stuff. Be aware, there are descriptions for it already on the internet, and there's already been videos of it posted on the internet. They have been pulled by Disney, but if you're trying to avoid spoilers of that, just be on the lookout, because they're out there. I also learned that Bradley Cooper and Vin Diesel do not voice the characters in the ride. They did not come back. That's it. Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana and Dave Bautista, they're all in it, but Rocket is a soundalike.
That's weird. I wonder why.
If you've seen the ad, like, it's clearly a soundalike, but I thought maybe they just recorded the ad later, but no, it's just, they just got a soundalike for Rocket.
I mean, Groot is easy.
Right. Well, I don't know why it's a soundalike for Groot either, because, like, you couldn't just, like, use Vin Diesel's, like, a clip from the movie,
right?
But
well, no, because they still would have had to pay him, right? I don't know how that works.
I'm sure they do, but also there's probably, I don't know if Disney owns like all the recordings.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I don't know. The point is, Bradley Cooper not in the right, and that makes me sad.
It doesn't even sound anything like him.
Yeah, but he's still got a specific voice that he's talking in, and I'm gonna know that it's not him. It's gonna be a sound alike, and it's not gonna sound right. It's going to be off.
Never write it.
In the ad, it's off.
Never, ever write it.
Well, good. I never will.
Never write it.
Okay. All right. Very big news. Tarzan's Treehouse.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Tarzan's Treehouse at Disneyland. You know, it used to be Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, and then in 1999, they changed it to Tarzan's Treehouse because that movie was coming out.
Possibly being rethemed. I don't know what's
going on. It's been confirmed that it is being rethemed. It's been closed for a while. It's getting like a lengthy refurbishment. It is being rethemed. It will no longer be Tarzan themed. But we do not know what the new theme is, and we do not know when it is reopening.
Okay, what does everybody think it's going to be themed to? Wrong answers only. The Simpsons. It's going to be Bart and Lisa's treehouse.
No, it'll be the treehouse of horror.
Right, exactly. There you go. Okay, what about you, Matthew? What do you think? Or Carissa, what do you think?
Here's the thing.
Wrong answers only.
Groot's roots.
Okay.
It's just, you're just walking through a giant Groot.
Oh, poor Groot. We're just walking through his insides.
It's going to be an extension of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. I did see somebody say that.
That was
really?
No, that was that was on my list. I have like
That was Matt.
Yeah, I have like five guesses that I think are actually possible.
Okay. Why?
Well, anyway, Brady, give us your like
bad wrong answer. Yeah,
your like bad guess, and then I'll go through my five potentials. Brady.
I don't know. I mean, maybe Raya? Maybe something Raya.
I mean, that's not the worst. But
yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
I took the good one, huh?
The Simpsons, yeah.
Uh huh.
Just a cheap way to get the Simpsons in already. I don't think they can do that because of Universal. So the rumor is Encanto. Right. That's the rumor. Everybody's saying it's going to be Antonio's treehouse.
I mean, it would be easy. Just throw some animals in there.
Yeah, it thematically fits.
Keep the jaguar.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense. It would be an easy way to get Encanto in there right away. My whole thing is, like, Encanto didn't blow up until, like, December. So, like, they would have had to made this decision within the last, like, 4 months. If that's really what's happening. And, like, I feel like anything is going to be rumored to be Encanto at this point. Like, everything is Encanto. So, I won't be surprised if that is the case. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it isn't.
If it isn't.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so Pirates of the Caribbean. You said an extension of Pirates of the Caribbean. I would not be surprised if that also was the case. It's right next to it. It hangs.
Are there trees in
it? It doesn't matter. They can make them up.
Okay.
There's like the, in the second one, there's like the natives that like hide in the tree.
It would make more sense if it was an extension of Indiana Jones.
That was my next one. Indiana Jones. It could be an extension of Indiana Jones. There's a new movie coming out eventually, maybe. Sometime in the future.
They're going to re-theme it based on a movie that hasn't come out yet.
Well, they could. Why not? It was when Tarzan's Treehouse opened, the movie didn't come out for another 4 months.
Oh. I mean, I guess, yeah.
Anyway, Indiana Jones was my next guess because it's right there. It's easy re-theme. There you go. Jungle Cruise. Jungle Cruise movie has a giant glowing tree. That's it. Whoa. That's it. That's my...
That's true.
That can easily tie it in. Adventureland Jungle Cruise is right there. You don't have to retheme the Jungle Cruise itself.
It probably is going to be Encanto, though. I mean, it makes the most sense. I mean, think about it. If they were going to do something like that, like extend Jungle Cruise, extend Pirates, like, why? Why would they do that?
Because it's right there and it's easy.
I know, but, like, why? Like, if they're going to retheme something, it's going to be to add something popular, not...
I guess. My last one was Jungle Book. Disney seems to really like Jungle Book. They put it in, like, all their shows
if
and stuff.
If they're super smart, they'll put the Mirabel meet and greet in the treehouse.
Well, that's mean to the cast member. That way you have to go all the way up to the stairs.
You have to climb all the way up there. I will be doing this treehouse once if it is in Canto, and never again.
I mean, the treehouse isn't
I've literally only exciting. Been on this treehouse one time. I've literally only been there up there once because Aubrey
had
wanted
to have been
do
in
it.
There more than once.
No, when we did it with Aubrey, when Aubrey wanted to go in the treehouse, that was the only time I've ever done that. The only time. Why? That's stairs. Why would I willingly walk upstairs to see nothing?
Right. Whatever they retheme it to, they can't really change the structure. It kind of just is what it is. They'll just have to change some of the show elements. Make one of the rooms look like Antonio's room and put an Antonio statue in it. Like, that's it. That's what they did with Tarzan.
Yeah.
Just change some of the rooms and put some Tarzan statues in it. So
add some animals.
Yeah. So, we'll see, but there you go. Exciting.
So exciting.
That's it. Disneyland's two new attractions. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Antonio's Treehouse.
And that's it till 2023.
Nope.
I mean, sorry, till 2034.
Yep.
Till Disneyland Forward is finally
until we
approved.
Finally get Star Cruiser out.
Oh, great! Yeah. Until they approve the Star Cruiser.
Yep.
That you can get to from Disneyland and DCA.
Yep. All right, our next news story. The TSA, they're no longer enforcing mask requirements on public transportation. All the major
for now.
All the major airlines have dropped it. No more masks on planes. Disney wasted no time at all, and the very next day it said that you no longer had to wear a mask on their transportations. They were up to this point requiring it on the monorail, the buses, Skyliner, all those things.
I think Disneyland dropped it too, right?
I'm pretty sure everybody did. It's so funny to see Disney in the modern version of this pandemic compared to the early version of the pandemic, where they were so hesitant to do anything like... They were just going to stay the course and do it the way that they were doing it. You know, mask requirements could change and they would keep theirs the same. Mm-hmm. But as time has gone on and more people have just gotten sick of this whole thing, they're just like, fuck it. They said we don't have to do it anymore. We don't have to do it anymore. It's just interesting the way that they've changed in 2 years. I don't think that's like a JPEG or a Daddy Tomorrow thing. I think it's just a fuck it thing.
I think so too.
Yeah, like I said, for now.
Yeah. For now, you no longer have to wear a mask when you're on a Disney bus. So, there you go. That's it. That's the end of that story. I'm pretty sure now there's nowhere on property you have to wear a mask. Mm-mm. I think that's those were the only places.
Yep.
I mean, you still can if you want to. Go for it. Nobody's stopping you.
Yeah, right.
But you don't have to.
I still see quite a few people wear masks in the stores when I go grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do not.
Sometimes I do, depending on where I go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I typically try to wear a mask when I go to Walmart. There's just too many people.
There's a lot of people at Walmart.
There's definitely a lot more people at Walmart than Target.
I think they're just more spread out at Target.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't know. I don't go to Walmart.
Wow. Rude.
Don't go there.
No. Walmart's the Six Flags of grocery stores.
They have cheap baby clothes. For my baby that grows out of things real fast, so I like getting his pants from there.
Okay. There's a new Simpsons short coming. By the time you're hearing this, it's probably already out because it comes out tomorrow, or it comes out on April 22nd, Friday. It is called When Billy Met Lisa. Lisa Simpson is discovered by chart-topping artist Billie Eilish and Phineas while searching for a quiet place to practice her saxophone. Billy invites Lisa to her studio for a special jam session she'll never forget. Saxophone. Lisa plays the saxophone.
It sounded like you said sex.
I said saxophone. Saxophone.
Saxophone. Tuba phone.
Yeah, so I guess Billie Eilish really likes Disney because she's teaming up with them again for this.
Why?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares about what? Disney?
Billie Eilish.
Oh, a lot of people.
I like Billie Eilish.
She's a Grammy winner and an Oscar winner. She won an Oscar, Krista. How many Oscars do you have?
She's overrated in my
opinion. I think her voice is so soothing.
She's overrated.
I like a couple of her songs.
I think her music is fine. People are like obsessed with her.
Of course. Well, they get
like obsessed.
People get obsessed with all kinds of news. People are obsessed with BTS.
BTS makes sense. It's a boy band. People love boy bands.
And Olivia Rodrigo, people are obsessed with her.
Yeah, but a lot of BTS, we don't, you know, you don't exactly know what they're saying all the time anyway.
I know what they're saying. They're saying they want to buy me dinner and take me nice places and treat me right. Sure. That's what they're saying to me.
I don't know. I don't get the Billie Eilish. That's what it is. I don't understand the appeal. I don't understand why people are so...
Congratulations. You're old.
Probably.
Isn't she young? She's like 19, right?
No,
she's like a child.
Yeah, she is.
She's not for you.
Yeah, I guess
she's for the youth.
That must be what it is.
I think she's like 19 because I remember there was like gross... people on Twitter.
Oh, excited for her to be 18?
An adult, yes.
Ew, gross.
I saw that for the girl who plays 11, too, in Stranger Things. She just recently turned 18, and I saw some not great things on Twitter. Anyway.
That literally made me so turn. Why are
people gross?
So disgusting.
It's okay, because there's some women like that, too.
Ew.
I know there were some that were waiting for some of the boys from Stranger Things to come of age.
Oh my god, they literally look like children.
They're
like
babies.
They are children.
They don't even look like... I just...
They're,
They're babies. On Euphoria, one of the characters has like a little brother. I mean, it's not really his little brother, but he's like this little kid that's like a drug dealer or whatever. And like women were like gawking over him too. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? He's a child. He's like a baby. Like that's even the whole point in the show. Like, he's constantly holding, like, a gun or a knife or, like, he's, like...
But he's a baby.
Yeah, but he's a child. Like, I just...
People are gross. But anyway, now a 19-year-old Billie Eilish gets to hang out with 8-year-old Lisa Simpson, played by 60-year-old...
Perpetually 8.
Played by 65-year-old Yardley Smith.
Don't talk about Yardley Smith like
that. Or however old she is. Yardley Smith.
I love her.
I know. She.
I don't think she's 65. I think she's dad's age.
Is she the youngest in the cast? Probably,
I believe she's the youngest. Mm-hmm. Nancy Cartwright, though. Yes. That one is.
She's 57. 65. She's 57. I apologize to Yardley Smith for aging you 8 years. All these Disney Plus Simpsons shorts suck. And, like, I don't have any confidence that this one isn't also going to suck. I'm sorry. Wow. I love the Simpsons. They're not giving them enough time to work on these. Also, they're, like, 20 seconds long.
Wow. I mean, I really feel
they all suck. The Star Wars one is okay because it's got a lot of BB-8 in it, but otherwise,
right?
The Marvel one sucked. The Disney, the Plus Anniversary one really sucked. But I mean, maybe some good stuff will come out of it with Billie Eilish and Lisa. I don't know. Who knows? Last couple things here. Proud Family, Louder and Prouder, getting a second season.
Oh, good for them.
It's confirmed. Final episode of season one aired yesterday, or no, today. I'm getting my days mixed up. I've only watched a few episodes. That's it. That's the end of my story. And I'm including this one because Carissa said I needed to. Hulu is claiming that the new Kardashian show, The Kardashians, had its biggest premiere ever for the service. The funny thing about that is in that same article, it said that Hulu does not release numbers. So we have no way of proving if that is true or not. We just have to take Hulu's word for it.
I mean, I believe them. I don't know why they would lie.
I guess. Are more people interested in the Kardashians than...
I mean, I guess.
Insert other Hulu original here?
I think that the thing is, too, like, this is a show... Well, not the same show, obviously, because it's a new show or whatever. But this is a show that came from a network to a streaming service. So maybe they are doing more numbers because it's, like, a different audience that they were able to pull over. I don't know. But I thought it was interesting because I haven't watched the fucking show, but I know the whole episode because everybody and their mom has posted clips of it on the internet. So I don't know how they got such high ratings when nobody's watching it on the TV. They're just watching it on their phones.
Everybody
like,
must have watched it.
I mean, yeah. Or I guess it's everybody recording the clips. But I've seen the whole fucking episode, just not on, I haven't watched it.
I'm sure you will.
I don't...
Do you no longer keep up with the Kardashians?
I don't...
Nikki, do you keep up with the Kardashians?
No.
Have you ever?
I did for a little bit, but I haven't in a very long
time. The thing about it is maybe it's just the people that I follow. And then also my sister does keep up with the Kardashians. I find out about everything that happens with them just through fucking normal... actual news sources, which drives me fucking bonkers. If I see a CNN article about the Kardashians, I'm gonna vomit. Like, why are...
You might see a CNN article about them because they're in the middle of a lawsuit with Black China.
Oh, I did see. That's what I'm saying. I saw that. But I see their shit, like...
them just normal things that they're doing that people are posting
every
about.
Single day, somebody is telling me about something the Kardashians are doing. So, like, I don't feel the
don't
need to watch the show.
I don't know why people are so obsessed with everybody.
So I don't either. It's so weird.
It's like, these women cannot change their underwear without somebody telling you about it.
Did you see that?
And it's just like, I mean, why? Like,
why was Kim Kardashian dressed up like a superhero recently? Did you see that picture of her?
I saw this.
I didn't see that. That I didn't see. Sorry. I can't elaborate. I don't know why she was dressed up as a superhero.
I don't know. All I know about Kim is she's trying to sue Roblox.
Why?
Well, yeah, because they fucking put their... Somebody made a game with their sex tape.
Yeah, there's an ad that came
and
up.
Her son
there's an
it.
Ad that came up in game that was her sex tape, and her son found it. And she literally said she has all the time, money, and whatever in the world to take this company down.
I'm sure they will do whatever they can to pay her out.
I'm sure it's already gone.
Yeah. That's not supposed to be up there anyway.
Right.
Yeah, so this image was floating around the internet the other day. She was just walking around like this. I don't know where she was going.
She looks like Lightning McQueen.
Yes. Well, she looks like, people were saying she looked like she's from, like, The Incredibles. Like, Edna Mode, like, made her an image. I mean, that's a look, all right? I can't wait for people to cosplay as this version of Kim Kardashian. I guarantee you, whatever the next major convention is, there will somebody will have cosplayed as this, because it made its way around Twitter. Like, I saw it, and yeah. I don't follow people that retweet Kim Kardashian. Right. I follow people that care about superheroes.
She's on fire.
But what? Okay, but the glasses though that make her look like she's wearing an Incredibles mask. Like, that's the real. That's the real.
I don't know. I don't get it. I didn't see this picture. Believe it or not,
I didn't see this either.
I saw all the other Kardashian. It's just, it's. Why would I watch the show when I already know? And again, like, I saw the entire show in clips. So I don't need to see it for that either.
Well, you got to keep up because it's the biggest show ever in the history of mankind, apparently.
I guess it makes sense when you think about it. Like, people are literally talking about these people constantly. Constantly. It's always in the news what they're doing. So, I mean, I thought the Kardashians moment
would be over by now. They've been around for so long. Like, Paris Hilton, like, came and went, and her situation was like the same kind of deal. The Kardashians, I'm surprised that they're still top of the heat at this point. I guess they're never going away because they're the biggest show Hulu's ever had.
Well, I think that the thing is too, like, people care about talking about them, and like, at the end of the day, like, all this shit just puts money in their pocket. So
What is there to talk about, though? Like, by all accounts, they just seem like people.
Who they're dating, what they're wearing, what they're saying. Like, I can't even explain everything.
They just seem like boring rich people to me. Every time I see anything that has to do with them, other than this cool outfit that Kim Kardashian is wearing right now, they just seem like boring rich people.
I feel like their personality is, like, when you watch the show, like, they are pretty, like, mellow, which is, like, kind of weird, because you would think, like, oh, like, if you have a show, you're funny or whatever, but I don't know. People are just obsessed with...
I think
with...
they do say some funny stuff.
They do say funny stuff, and they do
talk... so does everybody!
They talk... Exactly, but they do talk to each other kind of funny, and I mean, it is, like, a family dynamic, which is also interesting to watch, but,
Interesting thing about Kim Kardashian is the people that she's dated. The most interesting thing about her sister was the people that they've dated.
No, like, I think Kim is more interesting than the people that she's dated. I think that adds some layers to her, but she's a fucking walking dollar sign. Like, she's worth so much money, and they've built this.
She's worth a million jillion gazillion
dollars. Like, they're worth a lot of money. That's kind of impressive.
Every new streaming show is the new biggest streaming show, though. All these streaming services, none of them release numbers, so they can just say whatever they want. Netflix does it all the goddamn time. The newest Adam Sandler movie is the biggest movie, biggest comedy in all time because of how many people watched it. And if you translate it to box office dollars, it would be the biggest comedy of all time. But that doesn't work because just because you watch it on Netflix doesn't mean you would go see it in a movie, whatever. Anyway,
actually quite the opposite. Like, we're about to watch Batman.
Kardashians. Biggest thing in the world. All right, we have to move on to our Pixar movie bracket. Brackets 7 and 8, and then we will move on to our featured film discussion.
I'm going
to
choose based on what I think Kim Kardashian would go with.
Okay. Kim Kardashian told me once that she's really into Toy Story.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
That's unfortunate.
All right, so round 1, bracket 7. We talked about this last week, but we got to do it. Toy Story 4 versus Turning Red.
Ha.
Turning Red.
Ha. 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 I think that nothing has given me more happiness than that sentence that you just said. The fact that Toy Story 4 is going up against Turning Red. That's just... chef's kiss.
So what, your vote is Toy Story 4?
No, my vote is Turning Red. Even Toy Story, I don't even have like a strong affection for Turning Red. I think it's one of their best movies that they've ever made, and I think that Toy Story 4 can't hold a candle to Turning Red. Thank God.
I like Toy Story 4. I think it's better than Carissa gives it credit for. I think it has some fun characters. I think it has some fun moments. I think it's funny. I think it's the funniest Toy Story movie, probably. I love Forky. Anyway, my vote is for Turning Red, because it's a better movie.
At least you acknowledge it.
I want nothing more. I would have wanted nothing more than for Toy Story 4 to make it past the first round in this tournament, just to spite you at this point. But I can't, in good conscience, vote for it over Turning Red.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I mean, Turning Red is going on, but Brady, what would you pick between those two?
You guys are all wrong. Toy Story is better.
You're wrong because you're a...
What, a boy?
25-year-old male.
That doesn't... I mean...
I know, I'm just kidding. Except also not kidding.
All right, well, don't get too...
I mean, I'm sure that goes into his decision, but that's not, like, wrong.
Yeah. Opinions technically can't be wrong. I mean, I guess they can.
It doesn't matter, because it's lost anyway, but...
Yeah. Anyway, Nikki, I'll give you a moment to say your goodbyes now, because the next round, round 8, or bracket 8, we have Coco going up against Luca.
Luca, I love you, and I'll miss you. I wish you could have gone further on, but I'm going with Coco.
Wow, I thought you would go with Luca.
No. While I do love Luca, I love Coco more.
I mean, it's got to be Coco, right?
Coco wins the whole bracket, but okay.
I like Luca a lot.
If it doesn't win the whole bracket, I'm not doing any more episodes. Just saying.
You think Coco's going to win the whole thing? I don't think Coco's going to win the whole thing.
It better.
Are you saying you're voting Coco over Luca? Yes?
Okay. Yes.
Brady, Coco, or Luca?
Coco.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of their best ones. It's got to be.
I mean, Luca's not bad, but... It's Coco? Come on.
Yeah. Well, Coco is going up against Turning Red next time, so.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's oh, it. No.
Well, I mean, that's where this bracket puts it. It puts it up against Turning Red.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, that's it for this week. Next week's pretty easy, too.
We literally already said it, so you should just do next week.
What?
We said it in the last episode.
What, this one? But yes. We actually did it this time.
Okay, all right, fine, whatever.
We'll do it. Next week.
Okay.
We'll just let you know now, The Good Dinosaur is in next week, so.
See, I knew you were going to say something. Why don't you just do it? What's it going up against? Just do that one.
The Good Dinosaur? It's going up against The Incredibles.
Easy.
You're voting for The Good Dinosaur.
Fuck no.
Even I saw that laugh, yeah.
I don't even like Incredibles that much, and I would pick Incredibles over The Good Dinosaur.
Same.
I have a coworker that, like, really likes The Good Dinosaur. And, like, dick rides hard for it.
And you're like, you know that it's, like, an in-joke.
I didn't say anything. She, like, posted on her story about how underrated this movie is, and it's just...
I mean, I do think it's cute. It's definitely for kids.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, especially that scene where they trip out on drugs.
Doesn't mm-hmm. the dad die in that movie?
Yes. Pretty brutally, too.
Why?
He drowns. He gets swept away by a river.
I don't like that.
God, that's Disney. But Bambi's mom gets shot. What do you mean?
I feel like he died for no reason. I feel like he died just for something.
He died
happen.
To teach him a lesson about life. So that he gets separated.
He has died to go on his own.
No, he didn't.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
No, he just gets swept away. They're out on, like, their little... I've only seen it the one time. I've seen parts of it.
They go out. I was just watching it not that long ago.
As you do.
Yeah, as I do. I watch all the Pixar movies. He took him out to show him something. And then he slips and then...
Gets swept away.
That's how he dies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's real sad, and then Arlo doesn't know how to get home.
Yeah. Mm. And so that's when he meets...
Spot. You called him Spike.
Spike.
I know. Yeah, Spike. That's the dog from the Rugrats. Spot.
Spike is Ducky's little brother from Land Before Time, a different dinosaur movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we will do brackets 9 and 10 next week. Let us move on to our featured film discussion.
And now, our feature presentation.
This week, we are talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the thought that just came into my head about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. But we're talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh my god. Reminds me of the backyard.
Something tells me we're not going fishing this weekend.
That should make you happy.
Blow it out your shorts, Ron.
Dad can fix us, right, Nick?
I think so.
Oh, great.
We just have to get back to the house.
I'm never going back to your house. I'm going home. Come on, Russ. Russ?
Tell me the truth. Could your dad help us?
Russ, we're supposed to go fishing.
Yeah, right. How are you going as bait?
We're a witch.
Spoilers for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Let's read the description on Disney Plus. Rick Moranis stars as a preoccupied inventor who just can't seem to get his electromagnetic shrinking machine to work. But when he accidentally shrinks his kids down to a quarter inch tall and tosses them out in the trash, the real adventure begins. The kids face incredible dangers as they try to make their way home through the jungle of their own backyard. Hurricane sprinklers, dive bombing bees, a runaway lawnmower, and much, much more. Released in 1989, directed by Joe Johnston, starring Rick Moranis, Matt Frewer, Marcia Strassman, Kristen Sutherland, Thomas Brown, Jared Rushton, and others. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. What does everybody think of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I think it's a classic.
I think it's great.
I think it's definitely a lot, like the graphics and stuff are kind of funny for this day and age.
I think most of them hold up pretty well, but yes, some of them are. I mean, it came out in 1989. It didn't have a very big budget.
But this is actually one of Uriel's favorite movies.
Like, period? Or, like, favorite, like, childhood movies?
It's, like, favorite childhood ones. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
He used to watch it all the time, actually, and I think this was one of the ones that he used to watch in Spanish.
Oh. Mm. That's interesting. Could he recite the movie in Spanish?
Probably not.
Mm. Could he do that for us now?
Probably not. He's not home.
Oh, I'm just kidding, anyway. Krista, did you like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah, I did like this movie. I thought it was cute. I thought it was, like, a better movie. Like...
Wait, what?
Like, I thought it was, like, more... I don't know. When I think about this movie, it is... So, I do think it is classic, and I did like it. I'm not just shitting on the movie. But, like, I don't know. When you think about this movie, you think about, like, how they used to make movies, like, in the, like, you said 89?
This is 1989, yes.
So, like, mm-hmm. the late 80s. I don't know, I thought of it as, like, more grander, and, like, I thought it was, like, a motion picture where, like, there was, like, a clear, like, beginning and end, and, like...
There was a clear beginning in it.
Yeah, but how do I explain... I thought it would have been, like, more cohesive. It kind of just starts at one point, and it doesn't really explain a lot to you, and then you kind of just go through the movie, and then it stops. Like, I don't know. I thought that there was more, like...
What doesn't it explain? I feel like it explains literally everything.
I don't know how to explain what I'm saying. I wish I could come up with an example of, like, another movie that... I don't know. I just thought it was different, but not in a bad way or anything. Like, I thought it was good. I thought it was
It was a kids' movie made by Disney in a time where they didn't make movies very well.
Yeah.
This was one of their movies at the beginning of their, like, basically their renaissance. Like, right. This is when they started to, like, pick back up steam. Like, it was this and Little Mermaid in 1989, and the year before that was Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and, like, it was from there, it was, you know, they just kept trucking. Like, this was a... You wouldn't...
Like the little cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, even though neither of those children look like the children in the movie.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't know it now, because it's not like they reference this movie all the time, although they are making, like, a sequel.
A reboot.
Yeah. I think it's a sequel.
It's a sequel.
Yeah. But this was a huge hit for Disney. It says right here, it had an $18 million budget. It made $222 million. That's a big return. Which is why we got multiple theme park related things about it. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience and the like play area. And
oh, I'll have to see if I can find the picture of us at the play area. I think it's downstairs somewhere.
Was a play area?
Hollywood Studios had a play area, yeah. Where it
not
was...
for you, though, because you were just a little tiny baby. You didn't get to play.
It looked like you were in the yard. Like you would like slide down like a leaf.
There was a big,
like a grass slide, and there was a big Lego.
A big brick. And then that
the cookie was there.
The ant.
The ant was there. Yeah, you can climb Auntie. On the ant. Yep, Auntie.
Poor Auntie.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I guess it's just an adventure movie. Like, I don't think that there's...
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I can't explain what I'm trying
but
to
I
say.
But I think there's a clear beginning and end. Like, they explain the shrinking machine. They explain the shrinking machine. Like, you're saying it doesn't explain it. It explains everything. I actually, one of the things that I really admire about this movie is the way that I feel like almost all the things that they come across when they're shrunk are set up prior to them
shrinking.
Like, there's the whole scene early in the movie where Nikki is explaining to that kid from the neighborhood that he can use the lawnmower, like, and they show off the lawnmower. So, like, when he comes back later in the movie and, like, there's the big scene with the lawnmower, that was already set up. When when Russ, Big Russ, like, goes outside to smoke a cigarette, we already know that he smokes and that he has to hide it from his family. So when he flicks the cigarette,
it makes sense.
We've already set up the cigarette. We set up that Nikki is allergic to pollen. So like pollen shows up later. We set up that he like hides cookies. So there's a giant cookie in the yard. We already know that he likes cookies. I feel like like it's storytelling 101 to have like setup and payoff. Like that's not like a advanced thing. Like, I'm not saying this movie is like high art.
But they don't do it that much anymore,
right? But I feel like a lesser movie with this premise would just want to throw things at these kids. Like, what's the coolest thing we can like put these kids up against? What, they're tiny, what can we have them do? And like, obviously this movie does it a few times. Like, there's a scorpion. The scorpion's never set up, but right. Like, they're like, well, we shrunk them down, what would be scary for these kids to run into? A bug.
Yeah.
So, like, that makes sense. But, like I said, a lesser movie would just throw things at them. But this movie, everything that is thrown at them makes sense in the context of the story because we've already seen it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's good. I think that's good storytelling.
So, when I watched this, I watched this last year after Alexander was born. I watched all of them.
Okay.
So, I watched this one. I watched Honey, I Blew Up the Baby, or Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, whatever. And I watched Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And this one's obviously the best, but I feel like I have, like, memories of watching, like, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves the most.
Well, we had that one on VHS, so I remember that one a lot, too. That was a direct-to-video sequel. None of the cast is back except for Rick Moranis.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But the two older kids are in college, so...
Yeah, they're not even in the movie. They're just mentioned. I read that on Wikipedia.
It's about the youngest, Adam.
The baby that they have in the second movie.
The second one that they blow up.
Right.
That one I remember being scared.
I said the same thing. I said that one scared me too. I don't know why. It's about this big baby walking around the city and he like picks up the big guitar and he like electrocutes himself. Scary.
You know, when I was watching it earlier, Dad saw that I was watching it. And he said, "Do you remember when you and your brother used to be scared? He used to think you guys were actually going to get shrunk."
Oh, on the ride?
He was talking about on the ride. Mm-hmm.
Well, he had a shrinking ring. He had a shrinking ring. What?
He's going to shriek us.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just a fun like adventure movie, and I think it has some good effects. I think that all the kids are like entertaining. Like, I think they're all pretty good. You know, they're all.
I would have had so much fun.
You would have had fun like fighting ants and scorpions.
No, but I mean, like, if I was in the movie, like being able to play with like the sets and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of practical sets. That's great. They don't make practical sets anymore. This movie's going to be all CGI when fucking Josh Gad shows up in it.
Josh Gad? That's so funny.
He's playing Nick.
I know.
He's playing an adult version of Nick.
Oh, he is? Yeah, I thought he was playing the baby.
I thought he was, too. I read it wrong. He's Nick. That's who he's playing. He's playing adult Nick.
Guys, I love Josh Gad, too, but you can't just throw him into anything.
You can if he's paying for it.
Oh, he's executive producer.
I believe so.
This was one of his favorite movies.
And he's writing it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he hasn't been anything for a while, so.
Isn't he in that, like, Apple Plus show or Netflix show? He's in something right now.
I mean, Disney, though.
Oh. He was just in Olaf shorts that came out, like, a month ago.
That's Olaf, though. That's Josh Gad. Yeah, Josh Gad
well,
is
Well, he was going to be in the Gaston show before they pulled the rug out from under that. But he's going to be in this. He's going to be Quasimodo. That's right. Supposed to be happening. Dude's all over.
How many things can we put Josh Gad?
Everything. Literally everything. He'll be in the MCU soon enough. Probably.
Will he really?
No, I have no idea.
Wasn't he an Artemis Fowl too?
Yes, he was. Yeah. Paul Stiggums. The greatest character. Anyway, I'm saying that one's not going to have. That one's going to be all CGI, but this one had a lot of like practical sets, and like it looks pretty good. Like, mm-hmm. It looks really great when they're walking through the like leaves. They're holding on to the broom and the dog and everything. You know, they made like a giant ant for them to sit on. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, it looks fun.
It does look fun. It doesn't, in their specific situation, it doesn't look fun because they put these kids through hell. They almost die. Yeah. All of them almost die multiple times.
Oh my god. The neighbor kid, the little one. Oh my
Ron.
God. Ron. Piece of fucking shit. Like, he was so annoying.
He's a kid.
I don't care. He was, like, obnoxious. He told her he hoped she end up on a milk carton.
Yeah, he's a kid.
Like, what the fuck? Like, that's not okay. Like, that's such a terrible thing to say. Like, I could not believe that line came out of his mouth. Like, I was like, what?
The 80s was a different time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, in the 80s, kids ended up on milk cartons.
Well, he wanted her to end up on milk. Oh, my God. He wanted her to disappear.
He was so annoying, and there was, like, nothing redemable about him. Like, No, he doesn't get better. He doesn't get anything. Yeah,
I think he does.
No. He was the worst.
The rest of them are all good kids. You gotta have one that's a pain in the ass.
I don't like that.
For the dynamic.
One that you would hope would get stuck.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It made me like him even less, because the other three were, like, decent kids. Like, his older brother saves the both of them. Like,
multiple times.
This sister is like, you know, she's trying to be like the leader and help them get home and like be the brains of it, because she is the brains. And she's also like a good big sister, like, you know, she's like looking out for her brother. And the little brother he's like just a kid. The other guy, he like goes out of his way to be mean, and I don't like that. And I just,
he's a punk,
his lines and everything, I think
he's fine.
He was like his dad.
I think he's fine.
His dad was annoying, too.
Well, his dad was supposed...
His dad did something redeemable, because his dad, at the end, goes to, like, basically volunteers to try the shrinking ray to make sure that they can come back before he tests it on the kids. So, like, that was redeemable, because he basically, like, put his life on the line just to make sure his kids came, you know, could grow back. So, like, that was fine, because I didn't really like the dad either, but that little boy was... Ugh. The worst.
I think he's fine.
You think he's fine?
Every group of kids in a movie has to have a character like that, who's obnoxious. No. You gotta have an obnoxious kid.
He was beyond obnoxious.
He learns to love the ant.
No. So?
Yes.
Ant? I don't give a fuck. That doesn't help his case.
He learns to love.
No. He doesn't.
They're all friends by the end of it.
No, he just wants to bang that girl.
Wait, what?
I said the neighbor boy just wants to bang the neighbor girl.
That's the older one.
Yeah.
Well, no, we were talking about, they're all friends.
Whatever. I mean, I guess.
They go through a harrowing adventure together, Krista. You're friends for life after that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be friends with him.
She almost drowned in mud.
Yeah, she did.
They almost got eaten by a scorpion.
The joke about French class is pretty fucking hilarious. Because he actually really did do CPR on her. Like, he wasn't just kissing her. Like...
I mean, that's a pretty risque joke, but also like the moms suggest that, the two alone in the dark, what are they gonna do together? Like
that's the worst thing that could happen.
No, the worst thing that could happen is they get eaten by a scorpion.
Yeah, right. Like, they could have just died. What would you rather them done? Had sex for the first time at night while they were tiny, or gotten eaten alive? Like, which is worse? It's just funny. And then the only other thing that I don't like is, God, they make so many jokes about her being a girl, and it's just like...
It was the 80s.
Oh, my God.
That was what they did.
I know, but it's just like, oh, so exhausting. Like, shut up.
I always hate when a character says, she's not bad for a girl. Yeah, like that's like the worst.
Yeah.
This is the worst line in, like, history, and it's said in, like, every one of these shows.
They said it multiple times, too. Made like some remark about her being a girl, and it's just like, come on, bro.
Other than her, the thing is, like, other than her being like obsessed with, like, she wants to get back to home to go to the mall so a boy can ask her to the prom, like, other than that, she doesn't come off as like a
prissy girly girl.
Like, she's in this life threatening situation, and she's, you know, trying to get everyone home.
I don't know, cowering in fear. And, like, screaming or something.
I mean,
like,
she is when the ant is there, but like, it's a giant fucking ant. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, she's in it just as much as the rest of them. So, like, I don't know why they kept throwing...
And even if she did act more like a quote-unquote girl, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I don't know. I didn't like that. That was the only thing that was, like, aged this movie.
It was the 80s. So, like, I really like Rick Moranis, who plays Wayne Szalinski, the dad, in this movie. You know, he's in Little Shop of Horrors. He's Barney Rubble in the Flintstones movie. He's in both of the first two Ghostbusters movie. He's a really funny actor. I remember him being funnier. He's not super funny in this movie. Like, in fact, he's kind of a shitty dad. That's kind of the lesson he has to learn. Like, that's the lesson that both the dads have to learn.
Because if he listened
to
his son, his machine would have been worked.
Right. Like, both dads, like, they're from, like, two opposite worlds, but they both have to learn to, like, accept their children. Like, yeah. That's the lesson that the dads have to learn. But, like, at the beginning of the movie, we learned that mom had stayed the night at grandma's house because they got in a fight. And it's just like, oh, this is how we're introducing these characters to us. Mm-hmm. He is ignoring his children, and his wife left. Like, I remember, as a kid, I just remember him being funnier. I assume in the third one, he is funnier, because he is the main character of that movie, because the four adults get shrunk.
The dads are together, and then the mom and
it's
her sister.
Oh
yeah, it's not Russ. It's like his brother or something, his brother-in-law, something like that.
His brother-in-law.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New characters. But the point is, you go on the adventure with them instead of the kids. Like, he's kind of, I mean, he's top billed, but he's more or less a secondary character because, like, he's the B plot. The A plot is the kids getting home.
Right.
The B plot is him trying to find the kids and figure out what happened to them. But, like, I just remember him being funnier. And in this movie, he's kind of an asshole until he learns his lesson. Like, there's only a few, like, wacky hijinks moments where he's, like, spinning around in the thing. Or, like, climbing on the fence. So that part's pretty funny.
The part where he's climbing on the fence is pretty funny.
But, like, I feel like they give more, like, funny lines to the other parents. Like, Big Russ has more, like, funny lines than Rick Moranis. I just remember him being funnier. That's all. Because he's so funny in all those other movies.
He's the lead in Little Shop of Horrors, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you ever watch
it? Seymour. I haven't
Suddenly
seen it.
Seymour.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I watched it one time.
It's written by Howard Ashman.
Really?
He wrote the play and the songs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I gotta watch
and it.
It's so good.
And the movie's directed by Frank Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Frank Oz. Fozzie Bear. Yoda.
Oh.
Jim Henson's best friend.
Oh. We should watch it. If you can watch it for free somewhere.
I have no idea who made it, who distributed it. But that was Howard Ashman's big break was writing the songs for Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
I have seen it. I've seen it one time. And I remember, like the scenes, like, stick with me, you know? So, like, I remember that.
It has nothing to do with anything, but...
No, but, I mean, it's Rick Moranis. He's in it.
That's true.
And, yeah.
He's Seymour.
No, yeah, Seymour.
You know, the dad, the Russ is Pain, I think.
Oh. Like wait. From Hercules?
From Hercules, mm-hmm.
No, he's got to be Panic, because Pain is Bobcat Goldthwait.
Okay, then it's Panic. But I'm just, like, watching it, and I'm like, this guy's voice sounds so familiar, so I looked it up, and that's why.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't catch that either. Nikki. I feel like we need to start taking notes again on
obviously.
Movies, because we are losing.
The more you know.
Yep. Nikki, were you sad when the aunt died?
Yeah, I was kind of sad.
I remember it being sadder. I mean, it is sad, but I remember it being sadder. I think it's because the aunt's not really in the movie that much up to that point. Like, if they had met him, like, sooner in the movie, and he was there, like, the whole adventure, and then he, like, sacrificed himself, it might be a little sadder. But the aunt kind of shows up the last 30 minutes, and then he's dead 15 minutes later, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he helped him as much as he could.
Yeah. Well, of course. And they tried to make him as cute as possible while still being a realistic, ugly aunt. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But all that stuff is great. The special effects are great. They had that on the Disney Plus on Prop Culture. They did an episode on.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, they did.
The Kid, and they still had the ant, like portions of it, anyway. Mm. The big animatronic ant. And they still had the gun. Shrink Ray.
Aubrey liked this movie.
Yeah, Aubrey watched the whole thing.
Which was.
Most of it.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Alexander sat and watched a pretty good portion of it, too, actually. He was sitting on the floor. I should have taken a picture of him for Uriel.
He was like, I want to sleep in a Lego.
He didn't get to that part.
Oh. I want to eat a giant cookie.
She thought it was funny, though. She thought it was funny that they were tiny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is. I mean, it's terrifying, because everything they do is terrifying. Yeah. But, I mean, it's funny in concept. I love when they get to the cookie and, like, the Ron, the boy that you don't like, he's like, it's mine. I called dibs on it. Like, what are you going to do with that whole cookie, dude? Yeah, like, so you could be out here for months and you wouldn't eat that whole cookie.
Right.
Also, you're all gonna get sick if all you eat is the cream from that cookie.
Right.
Like, that is not a diet that can be sustained. I remember the dog playing a bigger role too, but I guess I just, cause like, on so many of the posts.
Well, the dog does play a big role. He stops him from eating the little boy.
I mean, that's true.
That's a big role.
But there's like a lot of the, like, I think one of the like posters for this movie is them like walking off the dog's nose.
Oh, the dog. Yeah. Uh-huh, it is.
That's like an iconic shot. From the movie. So I remember the dog having a bigger role. And the dog is in the ride, in the Honey, I Shrunk the...
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Because, like, he pokes his nose out and he sneezes and you get wet. Yeah. Typical 3D movie bullshit. I just remembered him playing a bigger role. And I also, I didn't realize that I knew that the Cheerios, when he's, like, floating in the bowl of Cheerios, I know that that's how he finds them. That's, like, the end of the movie. But it's literally, there's, like, 2 minutes left after that scene. Like, I thought that there was more to it, but, like, it literally, he discovers them. They have the little conversation with the other parents where he, like, Russ, like, sacrifices himself so they can test the shrink ray. They turn him back big, and then the movie's over. Like, it's wrapped up real quick. They have a big turkey at Thanksgiving because they're all friends now. And the two kids are playing footsies under the table.
Did you buy another Gargoyles game?
No, that's the action figure, remember?
Oh.
It's Gladys. You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
You yelled at me when it came to the door.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else. I think this movie's great. I think it's a classic. I'm curious to see what they do with
the reboot.
It will be Rick Moranis' first, like,
acting
gig in a long time. He retired to...
Take care of his kids because his wife died.
Yes, take care of his kids because his wife died.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, I believe Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, I think was his last, like...
Yeah, I was reading earlier, it said this will be his first live-action appearance in 23 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was in Brother Bear.
Yeah, he did some voiceover work. I think it was just basically Brother Bear.
Yeah. And according to this, Brother Bear 2, he was in some Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special as a voice.
Those are the Misfit Toys. That was forever ago.
Yeah. And then he's done some voices and some other, like, Miss Spiders, Sunny Patch Kids, some TV stuff. But otherwise, yeah, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves was his last on-screen appearance in a movie, and... He's coming back to play Wayne Szalinski.
Did you guys not go look at the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids movie set when you guys went on your honeymoon?
I know that it was still there, but I don't know that we did. I don't think we went in there.
Are you sure it was still there?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it closed in 2016.
Oh. Yeah, it closed when they started to tear everything down for Star Wars.
Oh.
Because that's where it was.
Oh. The only thing I remember doing over there is that street and then the Lights Motor Action.
Yeah, it was like across from like Lights Motor Action.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I did both of those when I was there, too. I don't remember the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids thing.
It was there.
You want to talk about Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, Matthew?
It used to scare me when I was a kid.
Wasn't there a giant lizard in that?
There's a giant snake.
Snake, yeah.
With a snake.
And a dog.
And mice.
And the mice. The mice was scary.
No, that was my least favorite part. I hate that in fucking Stuff to Be a Bug, too. Those stupid fucking bugs that go under your...
Running on your feet?
Under your butt.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
In Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, it was the mice went under your feet. I hated it.
Yeah.
I don't, it's just a weird sensation. I do not like it.
I vaguely remember that.
Well, and we used to think that the dog was going to eat us, so we thought we were going to get shrunked.
Shrunked.
So we really thought we were going to get made to be small.
We were shrunked.
And then we also thought we were going to get eaten by the dog.
And we were. We're dead now.
And we didn't like the mice.
No.
I remember being scared of it.
Yeah, it was scary. There's a lot of like
for a long
yeah,
time.
There's like a giant like lion head that comes out after you for some reason.
Yes, I remember that too. Yeah,
I don't know what that was about.
I don't remember either, but I do remember it being scary.
I don't know. I remember it not being great.
Yeah,
which is probably why it hasn't come back. But it was there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in, I think it was in like four different parks because it was in Epcot. It was here. I think it was in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And was it also
in Paris?
And it was in Paris too? Yeah, it was in four different fucking parks. They had this fucking attraction. Like, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. That's so cringe.
Oh, yeah, because then the baby from Honey, I Blew Up the Kid is in it too.
Yes. In Disneyland, it was there from 1998 to 2010.
That was scary.
So 12 years. 12 years it was there. That's wild. Wayne Szalinski is in the queue for Journey into Imagination with Figment, the current version.
Well, Dr. Channing is from Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, apparently.
Oh, yes. Nigel Channing is in there from the Imagination Institute. Yes, he's in the show. He's like hosting it, I think. Because the idea is that you're going to Wayne Szalinski is getting an award for something. And for some reason, we're all there, and then we get drunk. And that's it. Yeah. That's the attraction. Then you're just... It's kind of boring, actually, because they're just on stage trying to figure out, like, how to unshrink you.
Shrink us, yeah.
And, like, just stuff happens. The kid knocks over a snake and, like, some mice, and the dog comes through. Like, nothing else happens. Like, you don't go on, like, an adventure. Like, you're just... staring at a stage the whole time, like, while some foot move around you trying to. So, no wonder they got rid of it. But, I mean, that's just how successful this movie was and how much Disney valued it. Because, like, back then, Michael Eisner, anything that was a hit, he was just like, we gotta run with this. Like, we have to run with this. We don't have a lot of hits. Splash Mountain, name it after Splash. The movie Splash, our biggest hit. I believe there was also a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids TV show. I don't know anything about it. I don't remember ever seeing it. But I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember it would be one that would come on like, at like the middle of the night.
It was live action.
Yeah.
It was not animated. None of the original cast, obviously.
But yeah, I remember it coming on in like the middle of the night.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
And be like, I don't feel like watching this. It's from Canada.
Hmm. Oh, what does that mean?
Oh, wait. It says it was filmed in Canada.
Oh, what does that mean?
A lot of stuff.
That means that those are more low budget.
Hmm. Well, it was a TV show for kids. I'm sure it didn't
on
have
Disney
a very...
Channel. Everything on Disney Channel is low budget.
I'm sure it didn't have a very big budget to begin with. This movie has better effects than some Disney Channel shows from the 2010s.
Yes. That's true fact. All right, you want to wrap it up because we got to pick our movie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll unless anybody has anything else they would like to say about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, we will wrap it up. So, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, plus or bust, Brady?
It's a plus.
Oh, sleepy plus.
Sorry,
Nikki, plus or bust for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I'm giving it a plus as well.
Krista, plus or bust?
I'm giving it a plus.
I'm also giving it a plus. I think it's fun. I think it's a good... Disney doesn't make a lot of, like, good live-action movies.
That's true.
I think this one is, especially in, like, the 90s. I know this was 89, but I think this one is one for the ages. I think it holds up pretty well.
I'm not ready.
I know you're not. You're never ready. All right.
Will I be on next week's episode?
Probably not.
Click to find out.
Probably not. We are going to find out what we will be watching for the next episode.
Mars 5. Wait.
Planes.
How funny would it be if we got planes? Why are you scrolling so slow? Oh.
Well, let's make sure it's on Disney Plus before I say anything. I never know with these weird ones.
Right.
It is a weird one.
I mean, it's a more recent weird one.
It is.
I've seen this movie.
Oh, yeah. I think we watched it, actually.
I think
right?
We saw it in theaters, yeah. Oh. We got The Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time from 2010.
That's that one with Jake Gyllenhaal,
yes,
right?
Yes, where Jake Gyllenhaal plays an Egyptian man. Yes, 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 yes. Very, very good. Very good. Very good. This was only 12 years ago. Yeah, we saw this in theaters. Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, video game. I have it over there somewhere.
This is for sure going to get you more than 8 listens.
Why? Because it's based on a video game? Nobody cares about this movie. This movie was a big old bomb. Nobody gives a shit about this. I don't remember anything about it. Well, look, they recommend Avatar as the first movie for this. Nikki, have you ever seen The Prince of Persia, Sands of Time?
No.
Brady? That seems like a movie you would have watched on Disney Plus.
I'm pretty sure I have.
One of their many, how do we make another Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Do you see this?
Me rolling up to Disneyland for the Main Street Electrical Parade wearing Paint the Night merchandise.
I don't even remember that little globe stick thingy.
That was the thing that was supposed to, like, interact with things. Like, oh, it was supposed to change colors of, like, the lights in the show or, like, the lights on your head. I don't think it worked.
I don't think it worked either. I don't remember them selling it, but... Accurate, Nikki. Accurate. Right. Even though you want to watch the parade.
I do.
She's going to watch it right now live.
I might. Those little dolls are so cute. I want all of them. In
like
my
the
pocket.
New ones?
Yeah.
Part of the music that they play during that section for during the Baroque Hoedown, they do the only one that I heard anyway, other than It's a Small World, they do an instrumental of Go the Distance from Hercules in there. And I'm curious is if they made that choice and if Hercules is even on that float at all, because the only other time they did the Main Street Electrical Parade outside of Disneyland was for the Hercules premiere in New York City.
Where so like Hercules is in the float. Hercules is on the float.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he is. Oh. That's what I'm saying.
He's wondering if that's the only reason.
If that's
because of
if it's an homage to the fact that they ran for Hercules' premiere, they ran the Main Street Electrical Parade in New York City, and they had 4 new floats that were never seen again that were all themed to Hercules.
No.
What?
So they will get rid of floats? Oh, no. And never see them again. Oh, no. What about a whole parade?
So I'm just curious if that's like an homage to that. Specifically, not because he's on the float, but because they picked the music to be part of it. Like, there's like 20 characters on the float. They could have picked any music, but they picked Hercules. I just find that interesting.
That is a terrifying Hades float. Like, what the fuck is that?
It's Hades.
What the fuck?
Main Street Electrical Parade.
Look at him. He looks terrible.
I can't remember that. I like that.
Of course you do.
Anyway. Main Street Electrical Parade featuring Hercules. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Plus or Bust a Disney Podcast. If you liked it, be sure to rate, review, comment, subscribe, whatever it is you do on your various podcast apps. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Plus or Bust. You can join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/Disney Plus or Bust. You can send us an email at our DisneyPlusorBust@gmail.com. Any questions, comments, concerns, whatever it is that you have. We will see you next time with the Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time. Until then, honey, we're ending the podcast.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
We can't go along like this.
We can't go along like this.